Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Okay, as your Robert and Mary World Travel get-together moves into the B block now, it is time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and today that's going to connect us with Jolien Boulet, CEO of Americas for IHG Hotels and Resorts, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
And when you travel, sometimes things happen that you don't necessarily see coming, so in today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. Rather than putting your investment or your well-being at risk, make getting covered part of your travel planning. It's affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. When you think about what travel can cost these days, the challenges you're going to face if or when something goes awry, well, just do what we do, folks. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
A few weeks ago, many of you heard us speak with Vince Parada with Omni Hotels and Resorts, and certainly you've heard us discuss brands aligned with Hilton on this show for years, but there are many other top operators out there working hard to earn and maintain your business as well. IHG Hotels and Resorts is one of those companies that we respect and like to keep a close eye on. Their luxury and upscale brands include Intercontinental, Six Senses, Regent, Kimpton, Hotel Indigo, and their Vignette collection that makes them a leader in the field. Joining Robert and me now on the show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation is Jolien Boulet, CEO of the Americas for IHG Hotels and Resorts.
Jolien, good morning. Mary and I appreciate you joining us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning, Robert and Mary. Great to join you.
Oh, great to have you with us today. So, you know, I was looking over your background as I prepared for this discussion today. Your background with IHG Hotels and Resorts goes back 20 years. You've certainly climbed a ladder with the company working in different regions of the world, and you're now CEO of the Americas since July. So first, congratulations on the new role. And I would love to know, what are some of the objectives and focuses within the company that have your attention currently?
Well, thank you for the congratulations, and it's almost a homecoming for me. I worked in the region for 4 years as the chief operating officer and then took on a CEO role in Greater China and in our luxury and lifestyle segment, and was very, very fortunate to return back into the Atlanta area as the CEO a couple of months ago. So it's great to be back, and I'm excited on the future of the industry, particularly after coming out of the recovery of the pandemic. We've seen the ebbs and flows of that, but the outlook for the business is very strong in regards to consumer activities, the recovery of the corporate groups and meetings segment, and in many months this year as the industry has outperformed the 2019 levels. So we're in a good position, but the overall outlook for travel and tourism between now and 2030, we've got about 2.3 billion trips taken this year. By 2030, that's going to be at about 2.9. So more demand creates more opportunities and creates growth. So my focus front and center is to leverage those trends, those economic trends and growth trends, to grow the business here in the Americas.
Jolien, thank you for that. So our show fans have heard us talk for years about the luxury brands associated with Hilton through their partnership with us. But as I said in your setup, IHG Hotels and Resorts also has some of the top brands in the industry with Intercontinental, Six Senses, Regent, Kimpton, and your Vignette collection and others. So I'd enjoy hearing how you define luxury hospitality today, and what are some things that our show fans can expect from your brands that I just mentioned that maybe you're trying to differentiate or they won't necessarily find elsewhere?
Right. Well, thank you. And you know, we've been very thoughtful about our approach towards luxury and lifestyle. And over recent years, obviously, we have Intercontinental. It's the largest luxury brand in the world. But over recent years, with the acquisition of Kimpton Hotels and Restaurants, and then more recently, Six Senses and Regent, we've filled out our portfolio of brands to be really well positioned in what we call affordable and luxury, and then the upper luxury segment where Regent and Six Senses reside. And then we saw more recently the opportunity for a conversion or a collection brand with Vignette, where an individual hotel may want to join our system and leverage the ISG system to maintain their individuality. So we've got a nice distribution of brands, very distinct in their positioning. Regent is more of a traditional brand with Asian roots, but also looking at the modern future luxury traveler. And then the wonderful brand, which I'm sure you're very familiar with Six Senses, anchored on wellness and sustainability. These are two jewels in our crown, and we're looking to grow those. As far as the future of luxury, we, you know, there are the traditional elements of luxury, but you know, almost defined by the traditional ladies and gentlemen formality. But we're looking much more at modern luxuries and looking at the consumers. They want things to be simplified, places with greater value on completely seamless, effortless service, the individualized experience with a feeling of that modernity. And they're looking for experiences that creates memories over acquiring things and showing things. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very personal.
Well, you know, agree. Jolene, and I think we've seen much more of that trend since the COVID.
Yeah, when you say that. So, you know, I know you recently announced the debut of a 19th brand with the company in Garner, but I really want to delve into Intercontinental, the brand itself. As you said, it's the largest luxury brand in the world. You know, about a month ago, IHG unveiled a global brand evolution for Intercontinental. Intercontinental has always had that prestige, and it's a very satisfying experience to enjoy. So since you do have the largest collection of travelers tuned in with us today via our 535 or now 536 radio stations across the USA, I'd love for you to share, you know, what led to this move to reimagine the luxury travel experience that you're offering with Intercontinental, and what can we expect from the brand moving forward?
Well, thank you. Yeah, we call it Intercontinental Elevate, and it's across all dimensions of it. Once again, we've seen the luxury customer evolve over a period of time, and a new generation of travelers come into our business. So we don't want to take away the elements of what people know Intercontinental are for, but our hotels have gone through renovation programs. We've been very focused on growth in certain key locations where we can connect domestically and connect the world, and also bringing to life our new brand culture and service behaviors that looks at the modern day traveler rather than what we had in the past. All those things coming together are blending to create the next phase of Intercontinental. And alongside that, we've got some great hotels opening in the US and in Seattle next month. We've got renovations in Chicago, Boston, Miami. So our hotels are going to be balanced with the physical attributes as well as the guest experience to create that next wave of Intercontinental. We'll leverage on our 75 years of history, but certainly look into the future.
Let's talk a little bit about IHG One Rewards. Recently, it was refreshed, making it very competitive with other popular hotel programs already in place. For 2023, it ranked top 5 with U.S. News & World Report, and NerdWallet has you in their top 4. I'm curious to hear how important you feel IHG One Rewards is to your operations, and do you find it's essential to retaining travelers' loyalty to your brands, especially amongst the top-tier Diamond Elite members?
Sure. And, you know, again, the luxury loyalty and loyalty experiences means different things to different people. So we're really excited about the relaunch of our program and focusing on certainly accumulation of points, but it's not about collecting points. It's about the recognition. It's about the experiences. It's about what the program will offer as a selection of different customers in different categories for different experiences. So we're really thrilled with that. Our Diamond Elite is certainly our top tier customers. And also then as those customers either redeem points in our upscale and luxury hotels, but also the mindset of that luxury customer as we've been talking about, the loyalty means more to them in regards to recognition and experience than it is to that points accumulation. So we're taking a category-wide view of what loyalty means, but wrapping that around the umbrella of ISG One Rewards.
Well, we think that's important. Mm-hmm. We talk about that a lot on the show. You know, I will ask you, we've got about a minute left in the interview right now. So is there an area of the U.S. that you feel offers, you know, strong growth opportunities with what you're talking about for IHG Hotels and Resorts?
Well, as you know, we're large and well-distributed across the U.S., mm-hmm. but certainly the Southeast is a very, very strong growth area for us. But people are aspiring for those Western experiences, nature, out there in those national parks, being absolutely away from the hustle and bustle of the day-to-day life. So we see a lot of emergence in these experiential destinations surrounded by national parks where people can really take advantage of our true hospitality, our brands, and a break away from the busy lives that we all lead.
Well, well that is for sure.
Amen to that.
We agree with that. Yeah. Well, you know, Jolien, we really appreciate you joining us today for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. I know it's our first discussion on air. I promise you it will not be our last. So do keep us updated on all things IHG Hotels and Resorts. You are welcome back anytime, and we hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you, Robert and Mary, and best Thanksgiving wishes to you and family, and it's been a pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Well, likewise.
Thank you so much to you as well.
Feel the same way. So thanks very much
for
your time.
Thank you.
All right, Mary, there we are. IHG got a report from them with Jolien. Very nice. Look forward to a future conversation.
That was a good report. Yeah.
All right, so up next, Bobby will connect us with Rudy for the first time today as he gets ready for the show. I think he's going to be talking about top winter holiday destinations to consider. RJ, as we talked about earlier in the show, he is coming right behind him with the open road today. And then Mary and I will be back to take you to Phoenix for today's Destination Spotlight. Plus, there's still a busy hour or two ahead as well. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.